Drumbridge in Vault 7. Mike Pompeo, formerly CIA director, now Secretary of State, in a recent discussion. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment. George said to Claire in bed, one of the fake reasons that they spread for their tiger pit trapping of Assange is said to be that lately WikiLeaks revealed the contents of the CIA Vault 7. For that, a former CIA guy called Shelter has been indicted by a grand jury of the sort that they said was not to be long secretly in session for Julian. She curled on his hip, soothed her outrage, offered. What I like best about Vault 7 as a vintage is a strategy the company called Umbridge, in which their vast and chaotic hackage included phrases in various foreign languages, especially Russian, in their codes to implicate anyone they disliked in their espionage. He clasped her arms in his to add, as setups go, it's not quite a false flag. Not quite up to bombing Syria or Iraq, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, but it has a scatty perfection. They like to stretch it out, the game on game. Recently they organised that Israel assassinate a couple of demonstrators in Gaza, so that Hamas sent symbolic rockets, and that was Israeli excuse to retaliate, as happens so predictably often, spelled out in baby blood, so that the Americans could blame the whole thing on Iran. She let her tendons stretch, then relaxed down, agreed, and sent a battleship, which had already come, while the sanctions against Iran selling uranium meant that the stuff must stockpile on site, meant forcing Iran to repudiate all agreement. Then, abracadabra again, Armageddon. He tried to ease his mind into amusement, grinned. Theirs is the glory of a great experiment in Umbridge on Umbridge, not just a comic name for a J.K. Rowling villainess, but still, I think, a form of wild comedy disguised as indignation. And she, still solemn, asked, do you think that any soul survives Vault 7?